Here's a thought I'll title, The Age of Enlargement. In the earliest days of the invention of photography back in the late 1830s and 1840s, you may recall that the only kind of prints that were made back then were what we currently call contact prints. That is to say, whatever the size the negative was in the production of an image, that's the size the print was too, because essentially the finished print was produced by sandwiching the negative and the unexposed paper together, exposing the paper and then developing it out. Negative size and print size were the same. And that was more or less the way of photography till roughly 1940. We could debate that term and try to find it more precisely, but for the purposes of this commentary, that's close enough to accurate. So for 101 years, photography was contact prints for all intents and purposes. Until the 1940s or the early 1950s, when enlargers became more common, and photographers in search of larger prints embraced the idea of photographic enlargement as the new norm. For the longest period of time there, maybe 30 years or so, the most serious fine art photographers all shot on 4x5 film and made 11x14 or 16x20 enlargements, so there were enlargers involved. And that's just the way things were. That was the way things were when I started photography in the 1970s and have continued to today. Very few photographers think about creating images that are the size of the negative for a couple of reasons. First, obviously, we don't use negatives very much anymore, at least those of us involved in digital photography. And even if you're involved in analog photography, you may make bigger negatives for use in analog printing by doing processing and then printing out a new negative from your inkjet printer and making a contact print of that. Dan Burkholder's made a career out of that. He does wonderful work. Matter of fact, he wrote the book on it, literally, called Making Digital Negatives for Contact Printing. But for all of us involved in digital photography, of course we're making enlargements because the sensor of our cameras are pretty small. They're either the size of 35mm film or smaller, a crop sensor, Micro Four Thirds. So of course we live in the age of enlargement. Every print I make with my Micro Four Thirds digital files is an enlargement. It's not an optical enlargement, not using enlargers and printing papers and whatnot that we did in the analog darkroom, but it's still an enlargement. We live in the age of enlargements. And that's a relatively new phenomenon that's been popular for the last, roughly speaking, 85 years. So less than half of the history of photography has been involved with enlargements. I find that fascinating. The operative question, of course, is to what degree of enlargement should we be making our prints? And every photographer has their own answer, and all of those answers, I believe, are right, because we are making artwork. It's in the hands of the creator as to what size print they think is appropriate. And hasn't that been the case in art since the beginning of art? The Mona Lisa is relatively small. Sunday in the Park is a giant painting. The reason I bring this up here is not to advocate one size over another. They're all appropriate. But rather to suggest that this is part of the conscious decision of aesthetics that we need to make with each and every image, with each and every project. We shouldn't just take standard sizes as a default. Just because paper now comes in 13x19 and 17x22 doesn't mean those are the size images we should make. It's not uncommon for image content to shine best at a certain degree of enlargement. And that takes an incredible sensitivity on our part as aesthetic decision makers to think through exactly how big a print should be or needs to be in order to have the impact we desire. As I said in the title of an article I wrote for an early issue of Lenswork, bigger is not always better, but better is always better.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.